friends, this is Rekha from Kalpataru Consulting. In our previous episode, you came to know what is portfolio and portfolio management. In this episode, you're going to know what is PMO and the different forms of PMO. PMO stands for Project Management Office. It is a support function which is usually a centralized organizational unit to provide or ensure compliance with project governance. PMO also facilitates the sharing of resources, methodologies, tools and techniques. The responsibility of PMO ranges from just being a support function to being directly responsible for the management of one or more projects. Based on the degree of control and influence, PMO can be of three types: supportive, controlling, and directive. First, let us see supportive. This type of PMO has a low degree of control. They serve as a project repository by supplying templates, best practices, lessons learned from other projects, and facilitates trainings. They act as a bridge between the management and the various projects. They integrate information from all the projects to assess whether the projects are enabling the organization in achieving its strategic objective. The second type, controlling. This type of PMO has a moderate degree of control. They provide support and guidance on how to manage projects, assist project managers with specific project management tools, and ensures compliance to organizational practices and framework. They insist the usage of specific templates, formats, and tools, and also ensures compliance to governance. If you would have noticed, the degree of control is slightly higher in controlling type of PMO. The third type is directive. This type of PMO has the highest degree of control. They assign project managers for different projects and are responsible for the results of those projects. They have the authority to change the project managers and also recommend the termination of projects as appropriate. To summarize, the PMO may manage the interdependencies among projects, programs and portfolios, integrate information from all projects to assist the achievement of organization's strategic objectives, provide centralized communication about the projects, provide resources, templates, formats, and also gathers lessons learned and make it available for the project managers. Monitors and ensures compliance of processes, provides guidance and ensures project governance. We cannot say which type of PMO is best among the three. The power of PMO depends on the organizational structure. Your power as PMO is based on which type of PMO you are. Now, you would have understood what is PMO and the three types of PMO. Listen to my next episode to know more about project and project management. Thank you for listening to this episode on what is PMO and the three types of PMO.